Gage, Max, and Joe. Gage, Max, Joe. Gage, Max, Gage, and Max, Joe. And Joe. YouTube live show with Gage, Max, and Joe. With a fight up and ready, fight up and ready to go. Gage, Max, Gage, Max, and Joe. Gage, Max, Joe. Gage, Max, and Joe. Gage, Max, Joe. Gage, Max, and Joe. Gage, Max, and Joe. YouTube live show.
Yes, sir. Out here on a beautiful Thursday. That's how excited we are. We'll go for a more casual vibe here. Joe's still got the professional shirt here, but he's rocking the Ray-Bans. What model is? I forget what model those are. They're mine, but it doesn't matter. I'm rocking the beanie. So, for those of you who don't know, this is a Local Motion sweater, actually. Local Motion is a Hawaiian brand, which is super, super sick. So get on my level is basically what I'm saying.
Super, super duper, super, super sick.
So we're going to have Brendan and Taylor Sandor later on the show. It should be fun.
The Sandmen.
The Sand, yeah. What, Sandman is his name? So
yeah,
Sandman.
And the Second Coming. Or Second Coming. Or we just call him the Sandmen.
Sand Bros.
Sandmen. Sandy Bros.
So we're going to have them later on the show. Hopefully, talk story, get some information, you know, make them fight each other. That'd be kind of cool if we got them to fight on screen.
We got a brother fight, I think.
That'd be so sick.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
Unfortunately, the most likely to do that would be us two. Of any of the brothers in the volleyball world.
Not only most likely, it's happened before many times.
Well, not on live air.
Not yet.
Well, last week, do you guys remember? I don't know. I'm sure our audience remembers. We sent out a poll on our Instagram relating to the topic of if you had to pick one volleyball player in the world to be with you in a street fight, who would that be? And of course, you know, most of our fans are from Hawaii, so I give them that. But I want to see a little more creativity from them. I'll be honest. You know, everybody said Uncle Pat just because he's big. I'm not sure how I feel if I would go with Uncle Pat, but
I would not go with Uncle Pat.
Well, you two would be sorely mistaken. He would be easy first round.
Wait. I want to hear why he wouldn't go with Uncle Pat, though.
So here's the thing. All right, I love Uncle
Pat. So Uncle Pat.
Pat
is Patrick Gaspin, the middle blocker for the University of Hawaii men's team.
Uncle Pat is awesome, but I just don't see him in a fight. He's kind of a gentle giant type person.
If he is. He's a lovely boy.
He can definitely get really, really angry and swing. I'm not saying he won't fight. I'm just saying I don't think he is very big, but I don't know. And he's quick. But I don't know if he'd be best in a fight because the gentle giant and if I punch him, you know, don't want to make him mad.
I would think you would want one of the European. There's a bunch of European players I would choose.
Demetrius.
I mean professional players. Like we got submissions like Zaitsev. He'd be a guy I'd consider. I don't know him that well, but you look at his physique. I wouldn't want to fight against him. I'd probably want him on my team.
Imagine walking down that aisle and just seeing Zaitsev like that. Just like look at the hair. I was thinking more
Muzerski.
That's true. I was thinking more college and recent ex college. You know who would be really, really good? Kyle Ensing. Kyle Ensing would be one super jack, super athletic, and look at your back. Even though we were enemies, but.
I was thinking about the Micah Christensen when he was saying that Sokolov was such a nice guy, but he would there's a lot of people that I'm sure he would be an easy first pick for as well.
You know? Like you said.
And of course, Josh Tuaniga, we got another submission. He for sure, I want him on my team if I'm fighting somebody. Definitely want him on my team.
I want him on the opposing side.
Who don't you want on your team? Who wouldn't you want?
Yeah, was this the Army? You building the Justice League here, Joe? That's a big team.
Well, I wouldn't want anybody around my size, so I feel like somebody like me and Colton wouldn't work out well together. Because
Colton's not a fighter, though.
I don't know. But
all right, so usually this is where we get into totally exposed, and we told you guys to send in videos, which you guys did. Thank you very much for that, but we lied to you, so I'm just kidding. We didn't lie to you, but we decided to go in a kind of different route. We decided to go – not every Thursday is totally exposed, but we're going to kind of mix it up. We're going to mix it up with Chalk Talks, Totally Exposed, and our new segment, Remember When.
Remember When.
Now, in this next segment, we're going to be talking about just funny stories that happened to us. It could be on, it could be off the volleyball court. Just any kind of stories. If you have any requests, send them in. We're going to kick this thing off. You know, My parents are not going to be happy that I'm telling this story, but you know what? It's for the fans, man. It's all about the fans.
A little game day routine, how Gage gets ready for matches. Here it is.
I do not do this every match, but you know what happened? And it's legendary, so deal with it, I guess. This is the time that I accidentally exposed myself to
this could be totally exposed, I guess.
Expose myself to the to our UH swim team.
Expose him!
In the weight room. No, where was it? What was it? It was
the hot tub.
The hot tub. The hot in the tub. Hot,
oh my, I forgot about that.
So let's get this story here. I'm kind of a guy who people would describe me as wild child, you know, the most naked in the locker room, the craziest guy in the locker room, right?
Maniac, yeah.
So if I don't pay attention, he can be taking a shirt off. It doesn't matter. All of a sudden, all my clothes are off accidentally.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
I don't even know what's going on, right? So what happens in the hot tub, right? I get my Star Wars, what are they called?
Boxer briefs.
Underwear.
Underbriefs, like the tight ones. What are they? Compression shorts, right? Yeah. They're all Star Wars. They're all duped up. And what happens is, for my game day routine, I have my headphones on. I walk into the weight room or the trainer's room, and we go in there, get in the hot tub. And, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm just changing. I got my headphones on, right? And the swim team just finished their practice, Friday game, so they just finished their practices. You got someone here, and you got a bunch of people over here in the hot tub. And I'm next to the cold tub where the next the towels are, and I'm changing, right? So if I don't pay attention, all of a sudden, uh-oh, I'm naked in the training room or something like that, right? So I'm on there, right? So there I am. I'm getting my headphones on. I'm jamming out. I'm jamming. All of a sudden, I take my shirt off. I hear a bunch of people laughing in the background noise behind my not laughing, but just kind of talking behind my headphones. And I'm just jamming. I'm just not even thinking. And then I realize, I'm like, there's something that doesn't feel right now. Like in this setting, like something's off about this setting right now. And I realize, holy crap. I'm butt naked in the middle of the training room. And I realized the thing that set me off was that there's no more talking in the hot tubs or anything.
Utter silence.
Complete silence. And the swimmer's just like, oh my God. Yeah. And I'd accidentally, because I wasn't paying attention, listen to music, gotten naked in the hot tubs.
So you're a 20-year-old man
20-year-old
standing
man.
There naked in front of the and entire swim team.
Because you were so focused on your music.
Exactly. That's the reason why. That is why. And
I want to know what music he was listening to.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy.
To get naked, Gage. Subliminally.
Do a little dance. Show a little love. Get So I was listening to that, and I was like, oh, my God, and I put everything on, and I was just kind of awkward there. And I'm the kind of guy who likes to break the ice, so I get my boxer briefs back on. Everyone's just, like, looking, like, trying not to make eye contact. I get back in the hot tub.
Slipped! Whoop!
With everything is, I've been like, I was like, sorry about that, boys.
Don't drop the soap.
And, well, I had class with some of those guys later, so I was like, that was it. Just like, I wore it like a champ, still to this day. So make sure you're paying attention when you're in the hot tub, guys, and I'll try and do the same, but no promises. And that has been our first story.
Remember when.
Remember when. Or totally exposed, whichever one you want to kind of go to.
All right. To that too.
Guys, let's get to our show here. Let's get Brendan and Taylor Sander on. We've been all waiting for it. Let's cue them up. Brendan and Taylor Sander. And we are joined here by Brennan and Taylor Sander. I kind of mixed your guys' name up, so hopefully I said Sanders. Do you guys get that a lot or no?
Yeah, we get it all the time.
Yeah, I kind of we had an introduction before this, and I kind of butchered it. So really hopefully I got that right. So I want to talk about the first thing. Taylor, I see that you're rocking a beard. Now, personally, I'm a guy of the mustache. So how do you decide whether you're going to rock a mustache or a beard? What goes into your mind when you're thinking about that?
Well, a lot of the time, when I'm lazy, I'll go with the beard because I don't want to have to keep up and with all the maintenance and all that. And so I think today I'm actually going to shave down that mustache and clean it up.
Yes, I'm all about that. I'm pretty all sharp. About that.
Quarantine's been, you know, keeping us all pretty lazy. So I've had beard, but then I trimmed it up for the river, and I think it's time to go to that mustache.
I feel that. Fu Manchu. Glad to hear that. Brendan, what about you, man? You gotta be rocking some facial hair. Come on now.
I rocked a mustache for about 3 weeks, and then
wasn't feeling it.
Wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Facial hair like this guy.
I feel that. My brother's the same way. So let's talk about quarantine. You guys are all together. How's that a relationship been? Because you guys are pretty like chill people, right? Especially with each other. Have you guys been at each other's necks, or what's kind of the deal with that?
Not really. Brennan's been living at my house pretty much. He comes up.
Really?
Can I stay with you? What? Can I stay with you, please?
Of course.
Really?
No.
I built a little gym in my garage, so we've been doing lifts together. Yeah, it's pretty much we hang out, lift, stay fit for seasons and everything, and then we go surf or something.
Just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Do you have to? Are you like on baby duty possibly, or like is that the deal here we got going on, or what? Someone has to cook.
The babies are out here running around right now.
yeah, it's my duty. She's just in the background. Okay, so let's kind of go into the bulk of things here. I see that Taylor, you were kind of out of the game for about a year now, right? So with this quarantine going into the Olympics, right? Do you think you were kind of 100%, right? Or would it kind of been like you got to grit it out? Or was this kind of like a blessing in disguise, this whole quarantine, kind of making sure you're ready to go?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. Beginning of March, everything kind of shut down. My shoulder was doing great. I was on track to be ready to play, you know, in May, which is the start of our season for the national team. And then everything happened, and I wasn't able to go in and get all my swings that I needed for the week. And, you know, I had different jump counts and everything like that. But I was in the right direction. Everything was going well. And now, you know, I haven't been playing, just been lifting. And so I don't really know. But for me, it's a blessing in disguise, because now I could just get my shoulder a lot stronger and, you know, be ready to go next year when the Olympics come around.
Right, right. And Brennan, about you. So you kind of had this debate in your head and during the summer about, okay, am I going to continue volleyball? Was that the right future for me? Was that the right path? And then eventually about a fourth into the pro career, you decided to sign with the team in Poland. So I kind of want to ask you, what kind of were you debating? And then what kind of put you over the hump? And then if Taylor kind of played a big role as a mentor or just kind of stayed out of it?
Yeah, I was debating whether playing was the right thing for me or not. Just because, like, I don't know, I had like a rougher summer and I kind of got canned a little bit and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then I got this offer from a team in Poland, and it was a really good team, a really good club.
Pretty last minute.
Yeah, it was very things are the best. You just go with it, stick with it, and ride it out. And it ended up being like probably my best season yet. And that helped a lot for me just like getting back into volleyball and like wanting to play more and more. Because I love the game, love playing, but the like when you get into the pro aspect, there's a lot of politics that goes in as well.
Right.
And it becomes less fun. But I mean, when I went to this club in Poland, I had a ton of fun playing. I was able to play free. But the Polish league is pretty insane too. So like the skill level was very high. And so, yeah, it motivated me a ton to keep playing.
You played with one of, so the team that I played on this year, they had one of their ex teammates, Sakis, was one of your teammates this past year. I know the Greek. What is both your guys' experience with, we asked Micah Christensen on the show last week about this, about playing with internationals and, what the positives and also sort of the negatives of playing with guys from all over the world?
Yeah, I played with the Greek guy. His name's Thanasis Protosaltis, and he's a baller. That kid.
Wait, how do you pronounce that again? Sorry.
Thanasis Protosaltis.
Genesis Eternity Hakuna Matata.
We call him.
I'm not gonna try. Sorry.
We'll take your word for it.
The kid's an amazing volleyball player, like just all around fundamentally perfect. And he's shorter, but jumps really high. And he just uses the block, gets up, and he's really quick. So he just gets on the ball really fast. But playing with a bunch of international people, everybody's different. When I got to Poland, I was super surprised because there's so many people you haven't heard of in Poland that are just absolute tanks. Like our opposite on my team this year, his name's Karol Butrin, and he's like not on the Polish national team or anything, but he's like one of the craziest players I've ever seen in my life. And it's just like, I had no clue who he was, but the Polish league's so good and so deep that it's like they have a bunch of guys that are just insane.
Right. So, and Taylor, you played, I mean, you played mostly in Italy, and then you were in Brazil the last season, or the season before this past one. What was the biggest difference in the play between the Italian and the Brazilian league?
Yeah, it's crazy. Brazil is a little bit different because it's not as established as a league, I would say. You know, Italy has its fame for being the best league in the world. Everybody wants to play there. But Brazil is like a little gem for me. You know, it's a little bit more, it's not as glamorous. You know, the guys there really earn, you know, their time on the court and they earn their contracts. They work really hard. You know, I think they work the hardest I've ever seen in the weight room. And for me, that was cool to be a part of. I haven't really been a part of a pro team where that's such a big part of like their everyday life and like them wanting to be fit, eating healthy. And so it's easy to go to work and be inspired rather than in Italy. Sometimes I feel like there's a lazy aspect and entitled aspect of being a professional volleyball player. And so being in Brazil, I think that was the main difference. I really enjoyed just going to work with them and every day it was good trainings. Everybody worked hard and I really respected that. So it was cool. I, you know, couldn't ask for anything more than that.
So when you talk about like the weight room aspect of these different teams, could you give us a little bit more of like an insight and go into detail a little bit more about the training regimen that you guys were going through, if you don't mind?
Yeah, it was always, you know, lifting in the morning, usually 4 days a week. We'd usually have one to two matches a week, but we lifted four times a week in the morning. And after every weightlifting session, we did passing training. And that was like pretty strict. Like you can never really get those off, even if you're injured. Like they want you jump serving. They want you passing in the morning, getting a lot of reps. And then they take it really serious. It's not like a, you know, kind of go with the motions kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they set goals on how many perfect passes you want to get. And then in the gym, it's just, you know, it's heavy. They just lift heavy. There's nothing, you know, they don't do anything different. It's just like pick up the weights and, you know, yep. A lot of weight, a lot of reps. They never kept it too long. It was usually hour-long weight sessions and then hour-long on the court. And then in the evening, there was always, you know, six-on-six practice. But
it's really cool.
Kind of similar to every other league in the world.
Yep. So I was talking to Joe – or Joe, go ahead.
I was going to say, for both of you guys, do you guys use a similar weight training program? Or are you, because, I mean, to me, you guys are similar style players. Are you – jump incredibly high, you guys are explosive, athletic. Do you guys use a similar training program, or do you guys both kind of use your own unique program between both you two?
We pretty much have like the same weight program, definitely over summers with Timmy P, but we do it kind of by position. Like you guys know, like setters, liberos, middle blockers, outsides, they all like your kind of designated position has a certain weight program you go through just to help with explosiveness and like agility and everything like that.
Right on.
But we're definitely on the same workout plan. We work out as much as we can because Tay has that workout.
We're on that beach body workout right now.
Welcome to Baywatch.
Oh, man, I feel that.
I'm trying to get jacked.
We're doing the same thing.
We're like, biceps every day, abs.
I feel that we're either doing biceps or bench every day. We're just like, you know what? Gage tried to get us out of it yesterday. I'm like, where's the arm workout? He tried to get us out.
Like, Joe dedicated an entire thing to arms, like five reps. It's like arms. You don't get it.
The so both.
The beginning part.
of like stuff, and then, but every single time it's like we gotta hit arms and abs.
And then. I feel that, man.
Yeah. So both you guys, obviously, most people know you guys both went to BYU. Again, we had Micah, Christensen, and Ma'a on last week to discuss. The exact same point was brought up about BYU refs, and we were hoping you guys would come on to defend them a little bit because they were taking some heat last week from both of those guys.
It's hard to, in my opinion, it'll be hard to defend, but I'm very eager to hear this.
In your opinion, what is the reffing like in Provo?
Pretty sure we have the same opinion as Mike.
Dude, after the game, I swear, after the game,
same refs. And so, like, obviously they get a lot of heat from the crowd just because our fan base is so good. And so, I don't know. I never thought that they made terrible calls, but I also don't think that they're some of the best refs out there, you know?
I'll just put it this way. They call both sides bad.
That's the thing, though, at least. Because in Hawaii, they call it only for Hawaii. But BYU, just both are bad. So I'm like, I think that's better than being biased.
There'll be sometimes after the game.
Linemen for BYU are always for BYU.
Oh, for sure. They're going
to be 2 feet out and they call in. And that's like normal for a long time. They have like the challenge system. They get caught a little bit. And so they got to be a little bit more.
They're going to be on their game then. Yeah.
There are going to be some times where you're just like after a game, just like going to the locker room, just like dying laughing, just talking about that. Because there'll be sometimes like for us, like there'll be some horrible calls by the refs. We're just like dying,
oh man.
Yeah. Like the other team just heated and you're just like dying laughing. It's one of the
home field advantage, man.
It happens. Exactly. It's like anywhere in the world it happens.
That's true.
It's worse when you're on the road and like I've seen teams, their captain doesn't even speak the local or the native language of the country. I'm like, how's this guy? The ref's not going to listen to this guy when he goes up and tries to talk to him.
So shoves him away.
Entertaining always.
I get out of that.
So, yeah. So let's go into a little of the hobbies here. So I feel like both of you guys, a lot of you guys are they're different kind of players, right? It doesn't matter what sport you're in. It's either you're really into it, like, or like you have like your Tom Brady's who are like, just like focus, this is my life, right? And then you have like great players off the top of my head. I can't name any off the top of my head, but sorry. But that are like, okay, I have volleyball, but I also need kind of certain hobbies in my life to make sure that my love for volleyball is still there. And that like, I'm like this is not my whole life, right? I have other stuff outside of volleyball. And talk about, I feel like you guys are more kind of type 2 kind of players when it comes to that.
Yeah, you guys surf, right?
Yeah. Heavy surfers.
We try to surf as much as we can.
But yeah, for me, it's a big part of my life, being able to balance, like, you know, the grind of volleyball and then finding ways to, you know, get away from it and clear your mind. And so for me and Brennan, we've grown up doing a lot of fun things. We've been really lucky. We rode dirt bikes as a kid. Brennan just bought another dirt bike.
Nice. Riding around the neighborhood.
Back from the river. And my dad has a boat. We do like wake surfing and we try and do some extreme things, but around here, me and Brennan like to golf. We surf, we mountain bike, and
pretty much any active sport we try to do.
Right. So I feel like that's hard when you're overseas though. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we get, it's a lot more difficult. It's kind of just volleyball overseas.
Is there something that you maybe look for like overseas? Like let's say you go like to like Italy or Brazil, it's like, okay, maybe like they have like, I don't know, like putt-putt golf or something. Like something that you could try and find everywhere, like to try and keep your interest in, or like a generic topic.
Well, for me, the reason why I went to Brazil was it's a good opportunity, first of all, but then like it's summer year round. So I went there, I had a pool at my apartment and I could go outside and I could go swimming year round and like be outside, and then you know, free weekends, I was able to go to the beach and hang out, and like that can totally change things for you, you know?
Right.
Instead of being in an apartment in Italy where it's cold, or in Russia where, you know, when you have a free weekend, maybe there's not anything warm you can go do. You go like maybe a castle or something.
Wow, wow, it's very nice.
As a knight. So I want to kind of track back to BYU really quick here. So Brennan, I mean, coming from the same standpoint, I know how it is like coming into a program where your brother, your older brother is definitely like the man, right? So I know at first kind of, cause your freshman year, you didn't start till like later towards the year, the latter half, right?
And yeah. I know, like, going into that, did you kind of feel like, for me, I felt the same thing, like pressure, like, okay, my brother's this guy, and I kind of live up to the hype because everyone's expecting that. And I mean, how did you kind of deal with that? And just like, was there any pressure?
Oh yeah, there was a ton of pressure. I mean, he created this name, was like pretty much legendary at the school. And so everyone, no matter what, like if you went to a BYU football game, you knew like Taylor Sander, you knew who that was. Like that's the player you knew on the court. And so like every time I would step out on the court, I was like, well, they know my brother, so they're going to look like, oh, who's this kid that thinks he can play volleyball too? And, I mean, there was a lot of pressure, but I learned from a young age pretty much how to deal with it just because, like, we were 4 years apart, so like 3.5, 4 years. And so, like, growing up ever, like, we were just always just like this, and I was coming up right behind him every single time. And so I learned at a young age just to like not think about it too much and just play my own game because I am my own person.
Right.
So my own game. Some parts of our game are similar, but yeah, I've kind of just taken it as more of a blessing than like a ton of pressure because I can learn a ton from him and I do learn a ton from him. And so I use it as that way instead of like a bad thing, all this pressure.
Right on, yeah. No, that's awesome. So we got two more things for you guys before we let you guys off. We're gonna finish off. The second thing will be kind of a almost like a trivia game quiz that Gage has written up. A couple questions. Mm-hmm. First here though, we have been told by many people that both you guys would make a really good beach volleyball duo. Would you guys ever consider going and playing on the AVP when you're finished up with your indoor careers?
For sure. It'd be fun to play with Brennan. We could do a little split blocking.
Dude, we actually played beach, what was it, a week ago?
Yeah,
a week ago. My dad has a bunch of buddies, and they found a court down here in Southern California. And we were playing beach, and whenever we got on the court together, because we played like kind of like a Kings game because there were some people. It was fun whenever we got on the same side together. We just like kind of worked it out.
Right, right. So it would be super fun, though. Yeah, Joe's always trying to push me to like some tournaments as well. I'm just like, yeah, he kind of drags me out there. But I mean, we enjoy it. We have fun, kind of beating up on people. Because from a young age, we kind of were out there, and those guys were like bully us, and right, we were like 16 years old, so we couldn't like we were like at, right at the brink. And now that we're there, man, it's so fun going out there and just kicking people's asses. It's there's nothing better in the whole world, dude, especially as a brothers. So we're gonna end with a. Kind of a most likely kind of thing. So I'm going to name about six questions, and I want you guys to point to, I'll be like, most likely the blank, and then you guys point to which one, right? There's only about six or seven, so it won't take too long. Hopefully it'll be pretty fun here. So
TikTok.
Just like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you guys been making some fire TikToks. Taylor, I saw that TikTok in Brennan where you're like, what, throw it back?
Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we did some research on social media.
This is top notch.
All right. So the first one is most likely to cry in a movie.
Watching a movie.
Not, yeah. That's true. What movie is that?
Something come to mind.
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings, Last Samurai, La La Land, and Ring of Bell. Those are my top three I cried to. I'll be honest. I'll cry like a man.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Anything what? Sad.
I feel that.
About like a dog or something.
Marley and me.
I'll bring my in to say hi. This is Allie.
What it do? What's her name?
Allie Sanders.
Oh, okay. How are we doing, Allie? A future volleyball player in the making right there. Next question. Who's most likely to fall asleep during class?
That's not even true. You fall asleep.
I do. I can't fall asleep unless it's a very comfortable setting. So that'd be
Brennan, do you believe this or no?
I mean,
I can't fall asleep unless I'm in a bed. So
really?
Class.
I can't fall asleep during class. Not anymore. I used to fall asleep all the time in high school, but now I can't anymore, which is kind of a record. All right.
What a shame.
a curse. So if a zombie apocalypse were to happen, who would die first?
I think I
would die. What would you do? What would you do that would cause your own demise there?
I don't know. I think I would be like,
you try and fight all the zombies.
Okay. Who is most likely to become the next president of the United States of America?
Not me, that's for sure.
Me neither. Okay, here's our last one. We thought this was pretty good. Our last one is, who is most likely to cause a world war?
Cause
a major catastrophe. How about that?
This one, because he always wants to invent things that are don't make. The ideas in his head that he wants to invent something, but
for inventions.
The world catastrophe over here.
Guys, thank you so much. I hope you and your family are staying safe. I hope you guys are still have a loving relationship, enjoying the beach bods. Because, you know, that's the most important thing. It's not about your best bod, it's about the
arm farms,
right,
baby.
It's all about that. Eliminating the dad bod. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Out of System. I hope you guys are staying safe, and mahalos.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. And we're back here. Gosh, that was fun. That was good seeing a different perspective. They're got to be one of the most chill people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, they're so mellow.
That was a
for
shock.
Especially for the level that Taylor and all that he's accomplished. He's so laid back. You see that when you're in the national team gym, you're practicing. Like, he's just the most relaxed, laid back guy. Like, he gets along with everybody. I don't think anybody has any issues with him. I've never seen him be confrontational or anything. So
I think it's so crazy that he doesn't sleep. He seemed like you just like, I don't mean to like put any labels on the guy, but if you see him like talk, you're just like, that's the most chill guy. He'd be able to sleep anywhere. You know? Yeah. But
and when they brought up, when I asked him the question about the AVP, playing on the AVP, that partnership would be ridiculous. Those two, the style of play, they both are so similar. They both high flying, crazy arms, good defenders, good receivers.
Would be fun to watch.
And it was funny when Gage brought up us two. Like, the difference between us and them playing together is there's a vast difference. Because and Gage standing right at about 6'1", one of us blocking like on the AVP would be all I do is seal line and let pull.
Do we pull 9% of the times? I mean, luckily we have really good
hope for errors, or hope they hit it right into our lap.
That was fun playing beach with Max. Max has an insane heavy arm. Max goes 100 every time. And the thing is, okay, you think he hit block? No, Max goes through the block. That's what's so legendary. Like, I love playing
shots are limited for sure when I'm playing beach.
whenever playing beach and you're like, should I have done this? I'm like, Max, just hit the crap out of the ball. Just
unload.
Don't play the game at all.
Yes, coach. That's what I like to hear.
But, I mean, the Sander brothers, what more can you say? I mean, accomplished on or off the court, future they're going to be – if you see them on the beach, they'll probably be absolutely ripped. They're all about the beach bod. We're on that lifting as well.
Yes, sir.
Max is on as well.
Always.
So if you see us around, don't be afraid to kind of compliment our biceps or triceps. We've been working on, you know, give us some love, guys. Guys, this has been a phenomenal show. We've had so much fun. I hope
quickly before we sign off, for all you guys, we are going for the giveaways. Please follow our TikTok. We're probably gonna be doing our next giveaway on our TikTok, a pretty sick giveaway. And then as well, we have our website up and running. We posted the link several times. Our blogs are on there. We're telling you what's going on with the show, our ideas, where we want to go with it. And overall, we got a lot of exciting stuff coming to you guys.
Exactly. Guys, this has been
Out of System.